Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Monday Momentum call. These calls take place every Monday at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern. So tonight, my name is Rich Miley, and my wife Pam and I are bronze presidentials here in the Portland, Oregon area, the Great Northwest. And tonight, we got an exciting call planned. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the experiences we've had with the skin care with the youth, and then we're going to do a little dialogue here. But before I get started, for any new people on the call tonight, let me just reacquaint us with our mission and our vision. Our mission is to fight global malnutrition by nourishing the world with real food technology supplementation, while empowering and rewarding the lives of those who champion our cause. And our mission and our vision is to impact the global epidemic of childhood malnutrition by linking 5 million consumers of real food technology supplementation with 5 million children in need. So that's the big picture, folks. That's why we're here. That's what Manitech has aligned themselves with. And we recently, within the last year, reinvented ourselves around this M5M model, which is our social entrepreneur. And basically, it's a model for the business model for the 21st century, identifying a global problem and then hitching our wagon to it. And so we've decided that malnutrition kids, or kids malnutrition, every 6 seconds a kid dies from malnourishment. And that's not just in third world countries, that's in this country as well. So it is a global epidemic, and we've decided to get proactive and do something about it. So every time someone purchases one of our products on authorship, they're actually helping to feed a child. So so we help ourselves, and at the same time, we're making a difference globally. So tonight, I'm going to introduce my wonderful wife, Pamela, and Carol Lowenstein, our business partner and friend of over 30 years. Carol lives down in Ben Lomond, California, in the beautiful Santa Cruz Mountains. Her and her husband, Tatanka Bricka, the presidentials, and, you know, Carol actually won the Business Builder of the Year a number of years ago, and she's one of the most creative and enthusiastic giving people on the planet, and she's put together a wonderful website where we archive these calls for your reference 24/7. You can go back and listen to them anytime you choose. And so, Carol, thank you for all you do. We appreciate you and love you. And I'm going to let you introduce my wife, because I know you love and admire her as much as I do. So, Carol, welcome to the call.
Well, I'm not sure as much as you do, but I do love and adore her. Well, it gives me wonderful pleasure to introduce a woman who I respect, with who has so much heart and so much, you know, what one of the things I love about her is her ability and willingness to just be totally honest. And she doesn't have to cloak things to make everything sound good or whatever. You can really get talk straight turkey with Pam, and there's something so powerful about a friend who you know to the core of your being will tell you the truth. And she's the reason that I'm here working with this company, because of the changes that she went through for her health. And Rich, who let me know that we had something that was profound that we needed to look at. And I just love Pam, I'll tell you. And she's also a blast. And Pam has hasn't really been doing a lot of the business, kind of been leaving that to the so-called business builders. But wow, she's stepped up in a way that is incredible. And every time she speaks, I listen with my heart and my ears, and I take notes. So I encourage all of you to take notes. Pam has been stepping up and doing parties with our youth product, and she'll tell us why and what she's doing. And Pam, I just can't wait for people to hear what you have to share. So come on down and tell us what's been working.
Well, thank you, Kara. That's some pretty big shoes to step into. But, you know, one of the things I realized is that the simpler we make our lives and our business, the more attractive we are. And so my parties are really about fun, and they're also about when people come to my home to enjoy the youth or any of the Manitech products, I kind of focus in on what they need. I listen to their wants and their needs, and if I feel like I'm losing their attention by maybe people talking in the back or, you know, rolling their eyes, I'm always watching what's going on. And so then I can kind of figure out where I want to go, whether it's time to take a break, to have a little food, and again, you know, rub up against each other's shoulders and get to know each other a little bit better. Like for the party yesterday, you know, some people came in, they already were using youth, having great, great results, but they wanted to know more about bounce back and they wanted to know more about sports. So that's what we focused on for a while. So what I'm learning mostly about sharing my life and the business that we have is that if you'll listen to what people are saying or not saying and observe their bodies and their how they're showing up for you, you will begin to have people that want to come back again and again because they come for the connection. And then they get to find out about the M5M and how beautiful of a thing it is that if you buy a product, one of these fantastic products, whether it be youth or any of the other products that Manitech has, you get to nourish a child. And if you really focus on that and help people understand how huge that is for them, they come back and they want to do this with you. It isn't any longer about whether they will or they won't. They just want to. They just choose to. So I think what I can say is that if we just settle down and we start to allow ourselves to connect with each other and create these relationships, people want to belong to something. And what better thing to belong to than Manitech and being able to impact the world by feeding children? So that's pretty much what I do. And I can't, I just have so much fun with it, and I'm so relaxed with it that I'm willing to step up and do more. And I think for the people that, like me, who have been supporters, you know, and I still like to be a supporter, believe me, but, you know, I'm able to step into some bigger shoes and to try on some different things, and I move at my own pace, and I think that's what we have to do in life. So that's pretty much it.
Thank you. You know what, I thought of some questions while you're on the subject, and maybe some other people will too, but can I interview a little you a little bit, ask you a few things?
Sure.
Okay. So you did one of these a week ago also. Are you getting the feeling to be doing them once a week, or what's happening in that arena?
I'm doing it every Sunday at 2 until around Christmas, and then, you know, we're going to have a holiday party, and that'll probably end until after the first of the year. You know, one of the things I wanted to share, because, again, I'm learning, and I'm kind of like this baby that's, you know, got a bottle, and, you know, I don't want to feed myself too fast, but one of the things I did with one of my friends a week ago was I wanted her to go home with the product. So I said, go home and, you know, take the product. And she says, well, you know, I'll just wait for mine. I said, oh, no. So, you know, she went home with the product, and I should have had the product she was returning shipped to me, but I didn't do that. I just expected her to return it, and it didn't come back as fast as I thought it would. So it was really an aha moment for me to, you know, to not let people take home product without saying I'm going to have it shipped to me. And, you know, that was big for me, and I really had to say to her, I apologized to her because she had to make a trip over here to bring back the product. So I think it was really eye-opening for someone that's just starting. And, you know, so, yeah, and I'm doing it every week. And, you know, different people come every week. So that's the fun of it.
Okay. And so that one example, what you it sounds like that you had some extra unopened bottles around so that you gave her one, and then when she gave you all her information to order, you would have ordered it, enrolled her as a member or an associate.
Yeah.
And would have enrolled her and then had that ship, that particular bottle shipped back to replace your stock.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
So it was,
got it.
Yeah. And so I think that's
all
really
right.
Important. I mean, I don't know whether people have ever done that, but I did. So maybe somebody will.
Great.
So
that's
yeah.
A great suggestion. Okay. Another thing is when you were doing your party, I know the first one you were, it was, I know you had a lot, you focused on the hors d'oeuvres and everything like that. Was your second one the same?
No. The first one was basically all of my girlfriends from 40 years ago that I invited to have a little holiday party and also introduce youth to them. And so it was, you know, wine and cheese and those kinds of things. For this party this time, it was basically grapes, tangerines, some pumpkin bread, and water and tea. So it changed. And I think I'll always be in that flux, you know, kind of knowing who is coming and where I might go with it, because different mm-hmm. people have different, you know, wants and needs.
Okay. And so when, thank you for that. And then when people came, was there a rhythm to, I know you said you wanted to kind of tune into their wants and needs. Did you also have a few things that you absolutely were hoping that you would be able to do, like was there anything that you had prepared to be able to show them?
We showed some videos. I asked Rich in at that time, you know, to take over that part of it. So he can maybe tell you the videos because I don't know the name of all of them. But, you know, we did show some videos, and I started out with Jackie Pack's video, and I kind of cut it down, taking out Kevin Robbins and all that. So it was just pretty much what she had to talk about. And then after that, I kind of stopped and, you know, again, sat around and talked about what we saw, what we heard, you know. And then we had one friend that would do her face, and she went in and washed her face and came out and put the product on. And then the amazing thing was how her face changed just in that few moments, you know, after she put it on. All these women were going, oh my gosh, look at your face. It looks so hydrated and it looks so beautiful. So, you know, then we took a moment again. So, again, you know, I'm kind of attempting to give people what they need and not give them too much and let them talk about what they're seeing, feeling, or thinking. Because, you know, everyone wants to talk. Everyone wants to have you hear them. And I think the more you can listen, be a good listener with people, the farther you get, you know, because we all want to talk about, you know, what we want, what we need, and who we are. And so you allow that to happen. So and that just opens up a whole lot of new places to go, because people tell you how they feel or don't feel, if they're hungry for money, if they aren't, you know, all the things that are important for you to be able to respond to these people.
Super, super, super. So, folks, just so you know, the woman that Pam was referring to, Jackie Pack, she is the vice president of the manufacturing firm that makes our youth product. And she, what they showed was from Tuesday Night Live. She was a presenter on Tuesday Night Live, and there's an archived video presentation of that. And the way to get to it is you go to manatechlive.com and go to, I think it's live presentations, and click on Tuesday Night Live, and then you'll see her, I think you'll see Kevin Robbins, the photo, picture of him, and then you click on that picture, and you'll want to move the cursor once it starts loading. Move that cursor up to when Jackie Pack begins to speak. She has blonde hair, and that way you'll be able to watch her presentation, and it's very similar to the one she did at the launch of the company's youth product in Frisco, Texas. So that's how you'll access that video, and you might want to watch it for yourself. Great, 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 Pam. And was there any other video that you happened to show at this party?
Well, I think Rich can really address that a lot better than I can. But one of the things that, you know, happened to me, and I imagine that it's happened to other people, is that maybe 4 days into using the youth product, I started to feel like my face was getting a little dry. And I thought, well, that really seems odd because it's supposed to be hydrating. How could it be feeling dry? And so I said something to Rich, and he said, well, you know, sometimes when you start using different products, different things start to happen. Well, lo and behold, Don Partridge had a conversation with Jackie Packigan and sent out an email kind of addressing those things that, you know, different things may happen. And I was thinking that maybe Rich could talk a little bit about that and about the videos.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, Mr. Anti-Aging, would you like to jump into the flow of our conversation tonight? And you're the technological wizard, so let us know.
Yeah, sure. Well, of course, you know, we've been talking nutrition for 30-some years, and whenever you do any kind of nutritional intervention, whether it might be skincare or other products like Manitech has, what people have to understand is they may go through an adjustment period. Dr. Reg used to refer to it as a correcting crisis, but the body's always seeking homeostasis and balance, and most people are out of balance. So whether it has to do with hydration, most people don't drink enough water, so they're dehydrated. Most people don't get the nutrients they need, so when they start putting these food-based, real food technology nutrients back into the body, you know, the body responds to that. And it may not always appear to be a positive response, so you have to educate people about that. Well, what we're doing with youth is actually feeding the body from the outside in. And, of course, this microsphere technology and the glycan technology and the Dermacom technology and the hyaluronic acid, all these technologies are all incorporated into our youth product. So the body may go through a transition to get balanced with this. And so maybe your skin will feel dry. One of the things that came up is, you know, this skin, you know, because of the nature of the product, I mean, it almost gets absorbed. You don't even have to rub it in oftentimes. You just put it on and spread it. You don't even have to spread it around. It immediately gets absorbed because we're really penetrating into the deep dermal layers and reconstructing the skin matrix. So just as any time we're creating new cells in the body, you know, old cells are dying. So there's a process that the body's going through to renew itself. Well, no different with the skin. So don't be too quick to judge, you know, and evaluate the product, even though some people have immediate benefits and see wrinkles and, you know, other things happening right away. That doesn't mean everybody will experience that. So give it some time. And, of course, I always remind people that, you know, when you're doing a nutritional thing for the outside of the body or inside, you know, give it 30, 60, 90, you know, 6 months or whatever. We have a 180-day money-back guarantee on our products for a reason. And we know that based on, you know, 20 years of experience, we know that our products work. And that ultimately, if the consumer gives it a chance, they'll see the value and they'll see the benefits, and there's a different timeline for everyone. So don't be too quick to judge, you know, how your body's responding. Just know that you're feeding it good, healthy, real food technology and that it will respond and balance out eventually. As far as the videos go, I found less is better. Most of the people don't want to know that much about it. I mean, we're in this business and we love the technology. We love the science. Because we have something so unique, nobody else has what we have. But, you know, really what people really want to know is pretty simple things. Hey, is this going to work? You know, and how much does it cost? What's the value? So I always build value and give them a little bit of information and then ask questions. Like Pam said, you know, we feed whoever shows up and give them what they need. And, of course, you don't know what they need until you probably dialogue a little bit with them and find out how much information or what kind of information to give them. I will say the video with Dr. Kassir, I think, is important for a new person just to kind of get an overview on who created this and a little bit of the technology. And that's only about 6-7 minutes long. The youth video also has a little information. I think it's a 2-minute video on the microspheres. That's pretty unique. But more or less, you know, we just basically show and tell. We found effective, and we've actually printed them out now. And I think most people have them. If they don't, they can certainly get them from you or me, Carol, because one of our good friends, Rick DeNeff, put together a PDF that's actually 3 pages, and it has a cross-section of different people and the positive benefits. It's very graphically depicted on these 3 pages, all the way from age spots disappearing on the back of Jackie's hand, because that's what she uses to apply it, and also wrinkles and, you know, lines disappearing around the eyes or age spots on the cheeks or that kind of thing. So show and tell. Keep it simple and most importantly, have fun with it. People are attracted to energy and when you're having fun. So don't get too heavy with it because ultimately they got to try it themselves. And then, of course, have samples available. You know, my feeling is, hey, your sample is your first bottle. But some people want to, you know, take away a sample, or I usually carry some samples in my pocket. But never give out a sample unless you can follow up with the person and make sure that you can contact them. One of the other things that Pam brought up that, you know, I found effective for my sister. Now, my sister, you know, has been around the Manitech thing for a long time, but Pam talked to her and talked about the M5M and helping to feed a child. So she called today and decided to try the skincare, get back on AutoShip. So she's a welcome home customer. And the first month, if you understand that welcome home program, by going on a $100 AutoShip, she's going to get a free Nutriveris, which is what we were talking to her about. She's going to have an opportunity to not only try the skincare, but also get reacquainted with Nutriveris, which is a culmination of all of Manitech's technologies nutritionally. So, and then I explained, it's up to you, but if you want to stay on it, you'll get a GI Pro Balance. We all need probiotics the second month. And then the third month, she's going to earn 20% loyalty credits toward the $300, so that's another $60 she can use to purchase any product she wants. So we welcomed her back, but the key thing was Pam was talking to her about M5M and the mission of helping feed malnourished kids, and that really kind of got to her heart. So that might be something that other people can springboard off, and that welcome home program is extended now for another BP. So it's a, you know, there's a lot of zeros on those readouts in your downline and organization. So you may want to get on the phone and start contacting some of those people. So, Carol, unless you have questions, I'll turn it back to you.
Oh, that was really comprehensive. Hey, I do have an idea that I got from someone, which is using the samples. If you let people, instead of tearing off the corner, if you have them do a little puncture with a pin, then they can get a lot more of it, uses of the sample. So that's just a thought. That was a lot. Let's see. I did have another thought that came up, which was when you got to the end of your gathering, I mean, did you have something to pass out, or did you ask if they would like to try it? Did you ask any of those kinds of closing questions, or did it happen organically? Because some people, it's uncomfortable because they just haven't gotten used to the idea of saying, hey, would you like to try it? And they just have to hear themselves saying those words. What did you all do in that respect?
Well, it happened kind of organically because Pam turned to me and said, well, honey, what do they do if they want to get this?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So basically I said, well, here's the deal. I said, the deal is you can all try this, and for $139.95, you can walk out of here today with a bottle and immediately get started using this incredible skincare. Or if you want to become a member and register with Manatech for $105 plus shipping and tax, we can get you registered today and you'll get your product in about a week. Or for some of you people, and I think the first one, there was one or two of the six or eight people that were there that actually were already distributors, and I extended the welcome home program to them. So I gave them all the options, and then, of course, I said, and if some of you are enthusiastic about the M5M and the skincare and want to become a champion, we're always looking for champions, and you can get started, you know, purchasing a champion pack and just talk to me, you know, and I'll explain how that works. So that's pretty much what I did.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, you know what? That was magnificent. I see. I'm excited about the idea of a party. I'd love to see if anyone on the call has a question. We have about 3 minutes left. Is there anyone here who would like to ask Rich or Pam any questions about doing a party or any other thing that's come up for you?
Carol?
Yes.
Hi, this is Joanna. I was just wondering, was Lyft brought out the exfoliating cleanser to use that first? And I've been wondering, you know, once you put the youth on, then is it not a good idea to like seal it in with our Lyft moisturizer?
No,
I really don't know.
It's a very, very good question, but no. Actually, what they've said to us is you only need a cleanser and then the youth. You don't need to seal it. The ingredients in it are so complete and comprehensive. You don't need a toner. You don't need a moisturizer. You don't need any of the normal things that we're so used to that, you know, that normally need an order and, you know, layers and all that, but no, actually.
So do we think that this is really like taking the place? Well, I guess it's not. I was thinking originally, you know, it's taking the place of our Lyft serum, but I mean, it goes beyond what the serum can do. But like, say if you're using, you know, you need to put makeup on afterwards.
Yes, you can put your makeup on right over it. You might give a minute or so for it to just be immediately absorbed, but you can easily just put your makeup on right on top of it. No concerns at all. There was a really wonderful breakdown that was done at the event, and you can see it in Jackie Pack's presentation on ManatechLive.com. Where it shows a list of some of the main toners and moisturizers and serums and all that sort of, just a whole list of what most people do, and with some of the pricing of it, and people spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on all of these individually. We've got it all in one. And so the answer is no, you don't
know
that stuff. It's amazing. No, you don't.
All right, I'll give it a try.
You know,
I was just going to say I've actually been waiting, you know, a few minutes till I know that it's really absorbed, and then using the moisturizer over that, because in my mind I'm thinking, well, I'm going to be like sealing it in. And then another question I would have is, what about if you're out in the elements, as far as an SPF factor?
We were not told about an SPF factor at all, actually. So I don't know about that. I'm sure they will let us know. But you certainly don't need a moisturizer on top. In a couple of rare circumstances, for just a short period of time, some people are putting on a little moisturizer. But I wouldn't do that automatically, because most people, it is very hydrating. And you'll see that you don't need it. And it is an all-in-one product.
Wonderful. Okay, I'll try it that way. Thank
you. Great, Joanne. Thank you.
Yeah, and Rich, I did like what you appreciated what you, you know, shared about it being nutrition. You know, it's a nutritional product applied really, you know, topically, and give those cells time to balance themselves out, just like we would, you know, we tell people internally to do. So thank you for that.
You bet.
Well,
you know, Carol,
one of the
things, I don't want to put her on the spot, but, you know, Pam is beautiful in her own right, but she's been on the youth now for, I think, a week. And I don't know if she wants to share that, but she has experienced some major things in a week. Honey, do you want to share anything?
Well, you know, I talked about my face being dry, and I kind of got a little bit freaky about it. And I think that was on Wednesday, and I was talking to my daughter and, you know, kind of wondering if I had not, you know, if this was going to be okay for me. And by Thursday, my face absolutely changed into this soft, supple, no longer dry, which was kind of interesting for me, because I thought, how could I do that so fast? And then I started to notice on the side of my face, I used to have a couple of age spots, and one is totally gone, and the other one is diminished so much that it's almost not there. And when I went in to see my chiropractor today, the girl at the front desk said, "What are you doing?" And I go, "What am I doing?" And, of course, Rich, you know, he always grabs things and goes, "Oh, yeah, you know, ask her what she's doing." And so, you know, it got to be kind of funny in there. But, you know, someone noticed. And so, you know, that to me is simply amazing, for it to be like 1 week yesterday and to see on me. And it was kind of like Carol Quick when she told the story about her picture being taken the first time. And she said she looked like a convict. I look like, you know, I look like I was 105 years old. And, you know, so it was really, it's an amazing experience. And so I think because of that, I don't concern myself with whether I want to talk about it or not. I just do.
Fantastic. Yeah, so she saw the radiance as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exciting.
You know, very exciting, because that's what I'm kind of looking for people to say to me something, not me to say something to them. You know, when you start to get that kind of reaction, you know you're going down the right path.
How amazing. Well, you know what? This is such a new arena for all of us. I so appreciate you all sharing your experiences, and we've all benefited from that tonight. And our time is really up, so again, thank you one and all for joining us on Momentum Monday. We love getting together in community and sharing what's working. And please, in the future, don't hesitate. We would love for you to also speak up, ask questions. And thank you so much, Joanna, for asking your question, and for everyone who shared tonight. Pam and Rich, you all are awesome leaders. I so love you and appreciate you. All right, guys, thank you.
All right.
Well, thank all of you. Good call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.